Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your Word. Thank you for the way that you reveal yourself through your Word. And Lord, even when there are workings of you behind the scenes, we know that you have our best interest at heart. Today, I pray that you would teach us more about you and your Son Jesus and your ways, and that by your Holy Spirit, you would guide us into all truth. And we'll be very careful to give you the praise for all this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is 12 Months of Preparation. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 2, and verse 12. Esther is within the palace of Shushan in the best place of the women, preparing to be presented before King Ahasuerus, who desires a new queen. As she is getting ready, her older cousin Mordecai is walking in the court of women every day to check on her progress. In chapter 2 and verse 12 of the book of Esther, we learn just how much preparation was required for a young maiden to be presented before the king. We read, "Now when every maid's turn was come to go in to King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of women. For so were the days of her purifications accomplished, to wit 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women." If we use our imaginations, we might be able to see the waiting period that was required to be presented before the king. However, this verse begins, "Now when every maid's turn was come to go in to King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months according to the manner of women." 12 months? It said 12 months according to the manner of women. Most men will complain if their wives take 12 minutes to get ready. But for 12 long months, these fair maidens prepared to see the king for what might only be a few moments. Talk about your Olympic-like beauty contest. Imagine all the conversations that took place during those 12 months. And think about all the exercise, bathing treatments, and such that these young ladies underwent. We gain more insight into what they endured in the next part of our verse. The verse continues, "For so were the days of their purification accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women." The idea behind this beauty treatment was purifications. These young ladies must be pure before they were to be presented to King Ahasuerus. 6 months they were bathed with oil of myrrh, and 6 months they were anointed with sweet odors, oils, perfumes, and notice too, with other things were added as well. Who knows what those were? Nonetheless, the Persian servants knew that it was necessary for all of these beauty treatments to be applied before any woman would even have an opportunity to be seen by the king. One thing is for sure, if she couldn't be pure with all those treatments, she probably never would be. As we consider these long months of preparation, let's consider how much faith and hope were involved. These young maidens were going through all these treatments just for a chance to be the queen of the Persian Empire. For certain, the prize would be worth the endurance, but they must have all known that only one of them would be chosen. If we put ourselves in their place for a moment, would we have stayed? Would we have endured the purifications just to have the opportunity to see the king? Now let's consider this. What preparations and purifications are being made within our lives right now? They're getting us ready to see King Jesus. Whatever they are, no matter how long they last, of this we can be assured. King Jesus is ready to receive us to be his bride. Next time, we see the fair young maidens presented to the king. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.